something about Mary Totus to us.
I'm Sister Anne Flanagan of the Daughters of St. Paul, a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States. And actually, New Orleans, when I think of New Orleans, I think of two things. Well, three. I do think of the food and the music. That kind of is his own thing. But St. Louis Cathedral, which is the iconic picture of my city, and Our Lady of Prompt Succor, which is the Marian devotion that has been there since the founding of the city. New Orleans is a city consecrated to Mary, and many people don't realize that. They think New Orleans is a party city, and New Orleanians think of the city as Mary's city. And so I feel like I come from Mary City. I grew up in a Marian environment. And so to speak about Our Lady is wonderful. I've been reflecting for years now in a very special way on the Angelus, and I've kind of taken it as my little personal mission to promote the praying of the Angelus, because it encapsulates, you know, like the pivotal moment of human and salvation history. And everything is on this one woman. And I think if Catholics would remember this three times a day, recall this central event of salvation history and the response humanity made, we'd have everything we needed to know about our faith right there. Because, you know, all our Muslim neighbors, we know, five times a day they stop everything and they recall the central tenet of their faith. Imagine if Catholics did that. So that's my commercial for the Angelus. However, as I reflect on the Angelus, and especially lately, it's kind of a call that I've experienced personally. Mary's response, you know, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and we can look at that and say, "Well, that's how she lived her life." And I'm reflecting on this, and it's like, you know, that's how God sees all of us. He sees all of us at His disposition. We're the ones who don't always see it that way, but we're really in the same position as Mary, you know, except for the Immaculate Conception part. That, you know, our lives are entirely in God's hands. And maybe the great gift that Mary can give us is the gift of being able to reflect on that mystery of divine providence in our life, that nothing comes my way that doesn't come to me in God's providence. And I'm always at God's disposition, even when I'm not aware of it, even when I think I'm not. You know, we're entirely within God's providential plan. And the trick is to get to the point where Mary, you know, she pondered on these things and reflected on them in her heart, always, you know, seeing things in the light of divine providence. That's the challenge for me. The Marian challenge that I have right now is to take whatever comes in my daily life, the vicissitudes of life, the challenges, you know, the happy things too, but the challenges are a little harder sometimes to get through. And to say, you know, God sees me at His disposition here, and God is working with this. Can I see things that way too? That's Mary my life right now.